And here we are back with WWGH Red, White, and Blue Extravaganza. Your mic's not on. Red, White, and Blue Extravaganza 2020. Here we are in the heart of downtown Marion, Ohio. It is a happening, folks. Stars galore here tonight. Scott Spears along with Fatso Kraft in the studio. Fatso, how you doing? Mic's on.
Oh, it's on now.
It is. Oh, go ahead. Okay. Speak your mind.
Before, I never get my mic turned on, so I was like, well.
Oh, it's on now.
Oh, it's on now.
It's on now.
All right. I'm doing wonderful here on the 4th of July.
You tried to cut the show short.
I did?
During the break, you were trying, oh, let's just leave these people.
Yeah, I have to leave.
That's terrible.
I got to work tomorrow.
I got stuff. I got a whole thing going on tomorrow. I got a big event.
I might be late at your party tomorrow.
You'll be fine.
I have to sleep in.
I'm going to charge you by the pound to get in.
Then you're going to have me sit on a... Remember that one time, a long time ago, you said, listen, you broke a lot of chairs, and you said, I'm going to make you sit on a cement block.
I don't think I said that.
You did!
No, I don't think that's... That doesn't sound anything like me.
Yes, you said, I'm going to buy you a cement block to sit on.
By the way, did you know that our theme song tonight is provided by Star Spangled Banner, John Philip Sousa?
And you know that's a very good, interesting, gets you in the mood, gets you pumping.
So, here we are in the middle of, we've been on the horn, we've been on the blower, trying to call people left and right, and we got some lady, I don't know, she was watching SmackDown, and she couldn't take the call.
Yeah.
In LaRue.
She didn't want to miss it, she didn't want to miss anything. You know, the SmackDown is important.
I understand that, but I didn't realize it was going to cause such a kerfluffle with us tonight.
I don't know. I
guess we're on against the SmackDown.
We're on against the SmackDown, and who else is whatever else is on.
But we're here.
Yes, we're here.
17 minutes past the hour.
And we're closing up the shop at
9:30. No, we're not closing up any shop at 9:30. We'll be here through 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
I'll be sitting over here sleeping by that point.
Well, that's because you've got, you know, you have a condition.
A condition.
You have a condition.
What kind of condition do you want to...
You have no neck. And because you have no neck, I think sometimes your oxygen gets cut off. And it makes you
That's
tired.
That's not very nice.
But we have a whole host of stars coming, do we not?
Yeah, they're so far lined up back
Aren't
there.
Aren't they lined up? I mean, out the door.
Yes.
There's a party going on out there that you would not believe.
I have to go grab one for us.
Well, they're eating what? Apple pie? And?
Drinking Bud Light.
No, not Bud Light. This is the holiday.
But that's what you do. You drink Bud Lights. When
no,
it's
apple pie.
Moonshine.
You know.
Shine. Oh, that was delicious.
Why am
Eric
I talking?
Klein brought that
why?
In.
Why do we even try to talk?
Yeah.
Why am I even here tonight?
Well, look who's here.
Oh, look who's here. Here we are joining the broadcast tonight. Have you heard any of this tonight? Just come right on in. See, I told you they were lined up out there in the hallway. Can't go wrong here joining us.
I actually walked down.
Oh, you walked?
And I had a little radio with me, so I was listening.
Oh.
I felt sorry for Chip. Is anybody going to be able to pick him up?
Chip!
Oh.
We're sorry, Chip. Nobody made it over, I don't think. He'll be at Kroger tomorrow. I'll go over and I'll apologize to Chip.
Okay.
We'll go. So how was it outside?
It was very nice.
Very nice.
Mm-hmm.
How was the program?
I'm not going to criticize.
No, we like critical people.
I like radio when you kind of fly by the seat of your pants.
Why don't we do this more often? Because, see, this is what I think. I think we're overplanned. You know, it sounds too homogenized sometimes.
What you probably have is unplanned.
Yeah.
I mean, format is anybody. So if there's anybody that wants to change format, it's you.
Well, it is because don't you think, like, you know, oh, here 5 minutes we'll do the weather, and here in 3 minutes we'll do the sports, and then, you know, who needs that?
Well, Channel 6 and 28 do that, you know, coming up in 3.5 minutes, or it's 10:41. It's like, if they say something coming up 10:41, if I don't want to, here, I'm going to flip the dial.
Well, right, and like when I'm calling people on the telephone here, you know, I like that some people...
It sounds like SmackDown must be pretty good tonight.
I did not realize that SmackDown was trumping. I had a nice conversation with Lula. I wish somebody could have heard it. Lula and LaRue, but, you know, she was nice enough. She's probably tuning in right now.
Not a SmackDown still on.
I wonder when SmackDown goes off.
I think 8 to 10.
Yeah. But see, that's it. People are they're worried, you know, like they would have that planned out where the person would already be waiting. I say, forget that. Let's call. Mm-hmm. Let's see what happens. You know, because in your radio career in 40-plus years, don't you better remember the moments that were unplanned than the moments that were planned?
The Iron Sheik comes to mind immediately.
I remember that one.
I was there that morning, yes. I was part of that debacle.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, that was an interesting morning.
Well, and when Charlie was there, there was a lot of leeway. And the last, you know, years that I was there, I mean, you had a very structured format. Yeah, you might have 8 minutes here, 12 minutes here, but it was still, you know, a very structured format.
What if you tried to do this show back in those days? If you tried to do a show like this, what would have happened?
You mean like 10 years ago or whatever?
Yeah, yeah. If you tried...
You couldn't have done it.
So they would have came in and they would have...
They would have come in and said, you can't do that. Leave.
They said, leave. They said, get out right now. Put your headphones down and leave the studio. We're going to put Glenn Beck on now. He needs to be on. And what's this guy who's on in the morning over there now?
Oh, no.
No, what's his name? Charlie Schwartz. What his name is. I cannot commit this guy's name.
I gotta write his name down and put it in my wallet or something.
I can't remember his name.
I can't either.
Gosh, what is his name? That's terrible.
It's syndicated though, right?
Yeah, but apparently they play the same show four times in a row. Boy, talk about us in repeats. They're worse than us. Gosh, what is the guy's name?
I'm not sure.
Glenn Thompson. Bill Boggs. I don't know what his name is.
I don't either. No.
Eddie. It's Eddie. Every morning from 6 to 10, it's Eddie.
You call everybody Eddie.
Well, I just don't know the guy's name.
Well, I thought you were doing, supposedly, a lot of people were coming down tonight.
Well, here's what happened.
All the celebrities just left.
They left. Because they found out SmackDown was on tonight and said, listen, we can't make it. No, we had several call-ins set up here, and I think they might still happen, because we're on through 11 o'clock, and Ted is supposed to be here, and we really don't know what happened there at this particular... We're trying to figure that out. We hope he's not mangled on 23.
Okay, so he was driving up.
He was driving up, sure.
Well, have him stop by and pick Chip up.
Yeah, him and Chip could come over together. I feel bad about poor Chip. I didn't realize it was going to be an issue like that. Were you listening earlier on? When I had people calling in and wanted to argue with me on the radio earlier on?
Is this like 10 after 8?
Like the noon hour.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. It was awful. Because, I can't think of her name. But she called in and she wanted to have like an argument. And why would you want to argue on the air?
I mean, somebody that works here or...
Yeah, somebody who works here. You know,
who's been on the air before.
Abby. It was Abby. She felt that
think I know Abby.
Well, trust me, you're better off that way.
you might meet her tomorrow.
Yeah. She might be there tomorrow. Yeah. Oh, we're going to have big fun tomorrow. I recently learned that I think Linda might be coming now as well. Okay. It's going to be so many people now, I might have to institute a mask policy. That's what I'm getting a little worried.
Well, if there's more than 10 people.
More than 10 people. I don't want the governor showing up.
I was watching the news at 6:30 and... 4-6 or national news, but Mike DeWine was one of those featured on the national news saying Ohio is in a real crisis right now.
Well, I thought he said something like, we are not going to be Texas, we are not going to be Florida. What's he going to do?
Well, about to shut down again, right?
I don't think he would do that. I don't think.
You don't think?
Where's Dr. Acton at now?
She's an icon now. Do you see that?
She's an icon?
Yes.
Oh, no, another icon. Oh, no.
She is. People are calling her icon. She's like, she's getting like a whole bunch of mail, like celebrities get.
There are a lot of people that last couple of weeks that really weren't big fans of Amy Acton.
She got fired, didn't she?
No, she resigned.
We all know those kind of cases.
Yeah. You can either resign or we can fire you. Yeah. How would you like to go?
Yeah, I think she was asked to resign.
And the governor said, God bless him, he said she's going to remain as my assistant, and we haven't seen her since.
No, we haven't.
No, I don't know where she is.
So what exactly did she do wrong? I mean, I liked her.
She overestimated. She had all these numbers that if we didn't do this and that, and she didn't have the numbers to And I don't think anybody found fault with her, at the beginning, because nobody knew. But a lot of those numbers never really materialized. Yeah,
and it was unfortunate because I think she had Tracy Kinsler said, she said that she had like a lead paint initiative and things like that that she wanted to do, and out the window.
And there was a lot of confusion over, what businesses should be open, what businesses should, close. It was a lot more dangerous going to Walmart or Myers than it was going to Carol's Jewelers or, Stitch and Fix or something like that.
Where is Stitch and Fix?
I don't...
Is that a new store down here?
It's over on 309.
Is it?
I've never been to Stitch and Fix,
What is Stitch and Fix?
It's the place over at the
look this up.
It's right next door to Speedway. They're on 309. What they call that? We're going to do a show there with.
You're talking about the VFW?
Yes. In that building.
Okay.
Stitch and Fix. Yep.
Okay.
And I
hated to see them close the restaurants down that side, because that was just 2 days before St. Patrick's Day, and while those restaurants had a lot of food, I would have let them stay open a few extra days.
Well, we were worried, and now at the conundrum that we're in.
Oh, sure.
Now, what happened now? We opened everything back up and people went nuts? And now the governor had to come on and say, listen, we're not going to be Texas. Mm-hmm. We're not going to be Florida. We're going to fix this problem here. But he didn't, I don't think he told us how he was going to fix this problem.
Yeah, and I've not heard this mentioned much at all, but lots of protests in the last month or so. How much of the outbreak can be traced back to that? We're not going to hear about that.
And they're opening up Cedar Point, and then Cedar Point and Kings Island could be opening up here.
Who wants to go to Cedar Point, take the kids, have them wear masks?
And they'll fall off anyway.
Well, I hear the zoo is not apparently a pleasant place to go right now because of all the restrictions that are on at the zoo. And they're going to open up the nursing homes here on July the 20th. If I was running a nursing home right now, I'd have to be pretty petrified. The numbers are at an all-time high. And these people do not have the immune system to combat this illness. So I don't know what's going to... And they can't leave. They can't leave the nursing home. Are they going to put them all in masks? I don't understand it. I don't know. Where's Dr. Acton?
I'm going to mention a story, okay?
Go ahead.
All right. My favorite cousin, Tommy, lives down in Charlotte. And, in fact, he helped... he's a minister. And he helped officiate when my dad passed away last year. And he does a lot of traveling. He does a lot of stuff for Campus Crusade for Christ. And he goes to L.A. quite a bit. Last week, he was in L.A., was due to fly back to Charlotte on Sunday, had a cough, had a fever, was showing symptoms, said something to his boss in L.A., and his boss said, you don't want to report this here, because he hadn't been tested at that point. Go back to Charlotte, get tested on Monday. So he gets on a plane with who knows how many people, from L.A. to Charlotte Sunday, gets tested Monday. I was talking to my mother last night. He tested positive.
Oh, wow.
So the airline has to notify every single person that was on that flight and say, hey, there was a passenger that has tested positive. And he's full blown. He's got it really, really bad.
Wow.
And I don't know if he went into the hospital today, but he was one of those was close to being, hospitalized. And he's younger than I am. But I'm thinking, how smart is that? I can see why. Because he lives in Charlotte, I would see why he wouldn't want to go back to Charlotte if he has to get quarantined for 14 days, but yet you're endangering how many people are on that plane. You're endangering them. And you just wonder how many situations are like that.
Well, I think people don't think this is real yet.
Yeah.
until it happens to you or somebody you can see, you don't think it's real, and that's where we're at. And I don't know how long that's going to go on. I don't know how many people are going to die because of this. But, you know, a pandemic, that's what we're in. And we have no treatment for this. There is still no real treatment. It's just ventilators and the antibiotics that they're trying to give people, which don't work because it's a viral infection. Mm-hmm. So what do you do? It's a very scary time. Now, I wonder if the people on that airplane could be infected, because they tell everybody on the airplane to wear a mask, and apparently a mask is supposed to protect you, but maybe not. The mask thing's a little iffy now. Mm-hmm. People don't know if that's right or not. They say, well, maybe it is, maybe it's not. It's a scary, scary time.
And what I think about the mask, when you're wearing a mask all the time, you're breathing in your own carbon dioxide, too. That's not good. Because it's not going out, you know what I mean?
And it's become such a political... I don't know how it became so politicized.
Well, global warming's political. I never understood why that was political. But everything is political. But, you know, it was all about the economy. And they're not quick to shut down the economy again, because we're on the verge of some major destruction here if they keep going with this economy. But I don't know what you do. Is it death, or is it a bad economy? I think that's where we are at this particular point. It's scary. I talked to a guy who had the COVID on this show one day, and he said it was just horrible. You know, you can't breathe. It's worse than any kind of... calling it flu is wrong, you know, and that's what people are doing, and it's not like that. It's like you have a collapsed lung.
Yeah, I haven't talked to Tom, but from what I understand, he just... felt just awful. You know, he felt like he was getting some symptoms last weekend, but once he got back to Charlotte, it just really kicked him hard.
Yeah, he should have stayed in L.A.
Hindsight, you know, I can see why he'd want to go back home.
Yeah.
But yet, at the same time, you don't want to endanger
other people.
100 people, 150 people. Yeah.
You know what's probably going to start happening? They're going to start finding people. If they do that, you know what I mean? You're going to get a fine, probably.
Well, there are certain things you can't do, and that's becoming the question. You know, what can you force people to do? What can't you force people to do? And that's a big question right now. You know, can you force people to wear a mask? Can't you force people to wear a mask? I don't really know. They're trying to put in city ordinances now where you have to wear a mask. Who would have ever thought we would have seen that? I think that went on in Myrtle Beach. I think that went on in Dayton today. I heard that was going on. They're trying to they're passing city ordinances to wear a mask, that you have to wear it in public.
I mean, I certainly don't go out very much.
No, but what do you do if you're out without a mask and they've passed a city ordinance? Can they run you in for that? Or do they just give you a ticket?
I think it depends on the community.
So it's a very tricky situation, and I don't know. I got an email this afternoon where I was talking about the 4th of July. And what was the thing that you used to play on the 4th of July? Red Skelton?
Well, it wasn't necessarily the 4th of July, but it was basically the pledge. And it was back when there were only 48 states. And at the end, he says, wouldn't it be a pity if it was ruled that this was... a prayer, and it would be taken out of the schools, and then you kind of hear the band in the background. But yeah, it was Red Skelton.
So it wasn't really a comedy bit.
Oh no,
very serious.
Yeah, this was.
So the
and I played it a few times. Yeah,
but the Pledge of Allegiance isn't taken out of schools, is it?
I think it is, isn't it?
I think I've heard him say the pledge in schools.
A lot of schools, I think, have taken it out.
For what reason?
Religious thing, I think.
Yeah.
Why, they were doing it when I was in school.
Well, they did a lot. They paddled.
I didn't realize they...
They paddled kids when I was in school.
But that has nothing to do with... The pledge is a prayer? I never heard that.
Would the end, Red Skelton says, wouldn't it be a... I think he used the term, wouldn't it be a pity... if it was ruled that the pledge was a prayer. So I don't remember the exact words, but I'm sure some people could, you know, construe it as a prayer.
Well, you know what's interesting about the Pledge of Allegiance is that "Under God" was not added until World War II. So the only word in the Pledge of Allegiance that I think could be even construed as a prayer would be under God. But that wasn't in the original Pledge of Allegiance. That didn't get added until World War II.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I know that when we used to say the Pledge of Allegiance at the county commissioner meetings before they would start, and I was down there with somebody who used to work at the newspaper, and I would stand next to this person, and we would always do the pledge, and she liked the original pledge. She did not like the changed pledge of World War II. So when everybody would say, you know, one nation under God, indivisible, she would skip that. She would just, you know, the original. So I don't, you know, that's one of those things, kind of like this whole mess with the statues, is that most of these statues were not put up during the Civil War era. People think these are Civil War relics. They're not. They weren't put up until the 1900s, and they were put up basically to represent, we don't want everybody to be equal. It's pretty much why they were put up. That's why why don't they just put these statues on private property, and then we wouldn't have any issue at all? Why can't we do that?
I don't know. You know, I don't know why they're trying to take off the flag of the Duke of Hazzard's cars.
Well, people don't like that flag right now.
Yeah.
That's not a popular flag.
No, I know it's not popular, but I'm just saying it's been there forever.
Like the University of Mississippi, they're known as the Rebels. How long, you know?
Where do we draw the line here? I mean, they're trying to take off, you know, everything, like, from sports to...
Hell, we'll talk about the Washington Redskins, the Cleveland Indians. Now, that's been an ongoing conversation for years with, you know, changing Chief Wahoo
But don't you... I mean, are we ever allowed to evolve? I don't understand. I mean, if a private business... which Major League Baseball teams are, if a private business like a syrup company, if a public entity votes to take down a statue, you know, isn't that their right to do so? I mean, it's my understanding, people are not pulling these things down. I mean, there are some people vandalizing them. Now, that's illegal.
Yeah.
You should go to jail for that. But the ones that are being taken down, like the Christopher Columbus in Columbus, the school and the city hall made the decision, which they are within their right to do, to take those down. So I'm not sure why people are outraged at people's ability to take something down. I mean, if you want to put Christopher Columbus in your front yard, I guess you can. Yeah, I don't understand this erasing history argument.
No.
I mean, it's not like we're going to take him out of the history books. I think Christopher Columbus is a done deal in the history books.
Mm-hmm. Well, and they're talking about changing the name of Columbus. And that to me, that's just really stupid.
Well, it's went a little far.
Yeah.
But did we name it after Christopher Columbus?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, you know, the problem is... is that you...
I think we were having more fun when we were making phone calls.
Well, you told me that was unrehearsed radio. So now,
but I also said I like unrehearsed radio. Yes.
We can call Lula back up and see what she thinks about the statues. You know what? I enjoy making those phone calls. I'll make a phone call. What do we want to know from somebody? Huh? Let's everybody get ready and start a good omen that somebody's going to answer the
what's
phone.
What's the featured match on SmackDown tonight?
Oh, tonight, what's the match on... All right, let me see. Okay.
But again, they're wrestling in front of no people.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing a show in front of no people here. What makes the difference? Who cares at this point? We're just here.
Oh, by the way, did you ever get the answer to your old actor... questions.
Oh, somebody come. Whoa!
Okay, here we go. I don't think we had a dial tone. Oh, man, just when things were going so well.
I don't think they've ever gone well tonight.
I know. Well, if we get a dial tone back, we'll call somebody. I'm going to riffle through this phone book and try to find a number that somebody's home.
Okay. So I wonder, did you ever get the answer to the
actor? Michelle, who was here earlier, the owner of Stewart's Root Beer, got it off the air. We'll just do that. All right, let's see here. It's been one of those nights, let me tell you.
I think I'm going to leave while there's still a little bit of daylight left.
Still a little daylight. We're going to call somebody here, Jeff, and we're going to get their opinion on what's going on the SmackDown right now. That's what we need to know. We need to know what match is going on right now. I think that's very important, don't you?
I used to follow wrestling, but it's been a long time since I followed wrestling.
Yeah, I like back to the old good old days, you know, like...
Have a conversation amongst yourself. I have a dial tone.
Oh, okay.
All right. I like it when, like, Ultimate Warrior and Randy Savage and all those people.
I like Miss Elizabeth.
Oh, yes. It was sad when she died.
Yeah. I go all the way back to Bobo Brazil.
Really? Yeah. Wow.
Not Bobo Brazil Jr., but
Senior.
Yeah, Bobo Brazil. Yeah.
We're going to call Richwood. Everybody's...
Oh, Richwood?
Yeah, we're
going to
call
Everybody's...
Lewis Hall in Richwood.
Lewis Hall.
Lewis Hall.
Lewis Hall.
Here we go.
Oh, Lewis Hall.
Enjoy yourself. Here we go.
If Lewis is listening, he's just
sad. Oh, gee whiz.
What happened?
I don't think I dialed the number right.
It's disconnected?
Just when things were going so well.
Oh,
okay,
man.
Okay, here we go. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Lewis Center. No.
You said Richwood.
Richwood. Yeah, where's that number at?
If they make these a little bigger, we might be able to handle this.
They don't make phone books anymore.
Oh, my gosh.
They're out the window now.
Okay. Let's see here.
What a program this is. Wonder if we'll win an AP award for this program. Got to do that.
I want to know who some of the guests were supposed to be tonight.
Well, it was Ted Williams was one of them.
If Ted's listening now, he's turning around.
Yeah, he's I can't take that.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Okay. Oh, there's two of them here. We're going to call Sunberry. Do you have to dial a 1 for Sunberry?
Probably.
Okay, here we go. We're
What's Sunberry doing in a Marion phone book?
I don't know. That's weird.
I don't know. I couldn't fill it up. Just threw extra numbers in there. All right. Here we go. Elizabeth and Rodney Harp.
Harp.
In Sunberry, Ohio.
You think they were watching SmackDown?
I hope so. Gosh. Okay. Elizabeth and Rodney Harp. This is as exciting as radio will ever get.
They're probably out celebrating.
I'm getting a note here. Can't take my call right now.
You going to leave a message?
Yeah, I'm going to leave a message.
Well, I took your call back.
Yeah.
Some guy in Marion's calling him at 9:30
on
Friday.
Hey, Elizabeth and Rodney Harp. This is Scott Spears over in Marion, WWGH Radio, 107.1 FM. We just wanted to see what you were doing for the 4th of July. I believe SmackDown's on tonight, we've heard. And we're wondering what's going on the program. We don't have a television here in the studio. I hope you have a wonderful 4th of July. Give us a call back if you happen to get this message before 11 p.m. Eastern Time. 740-383-9944. Thank you.
There you go.
Hey, boy, they're going to rush to the phone for that.
Yeah, exactly.
They're rushing to the phones now.
Oh, gosh. Who are you calling now?
Well, I'm getting messages on Facebook here.
I think listening to a radio... Oh, they think they're listening to a radio show. At this point, none of us really know.
Yeah, we
don't really know. It's just one of those nights. I'm going to give this one more shot here. Why is nobody home? What is this all about?
It's a Friday night.
Friday night.
4th of July weekend.
My gosh, we're in a pandemic.
Yeah, well, that's true. I was home.
Get yourself home. We need people.
Jeff was home. He called.
All right, here we go. Jeez, my earpiece fell out. It's a mess tonight. All right, here we go. Let's see what we got. Okay, this is Joe. I'm going to find an older name.
Zelma.
I thought Lula was a sure bet to get on there earlier on. But
hey, is there an Edna
that
in
didn't
there?
Work. Oh, here's an Andrew Hopkins. Virginia. Oh, here we go. Crestline. I bet Virginia's home.
How big is that phone?
I don't know.
It's got places all over them.
I bet you Virginia's home. I'll put money on this one. I got a good feeling now.
She's probably in bed.
Poor Virginia.
You probably going to get some words that you don't want to hear.
Crestline police will be over here pretty soon. Here we go. Virginia and Chris line. Phone's ringing.
Virginia.
It's like the Apollo taking off here right now. See if we can get Virginia. Come on, Virginia. Answer the phone.
Jeez. No.
Be a thrill for us.
No luck.
You know, does anybody have a phone anymore? What is going on? I'm going to let that rest for a
second. Those are like light.
Oh, but this is Virginia calling back. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Heaven High.
I don't know.
Oh, Heaven High. That was that.
Oh, was that Thunderbolt?
That was Heaven High.
Oh, gosh. Let's see if we can get it back. Thunderbolt, are you there? One phone call we had, we blew it. Oh, darn. Just when things were going so well.
Are all those landlines that you're calling?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
There's got to be somebody home tonight.
Jeez. Who's home?
I just heard you say, Heaven High.
It's so well. Well, at least we'll have something to talk about tomorrow at the cookout. Why is there no dial tone on this phone? This is awful.
Oh, because Heaven High's on the other end.
Oh, man. Well, see, you should have done this on Tradio, Jeff. Just called out. Wouldn't that have been something? I think we got somebody on the line. Are you there, caller? Okay, we got a dial tone. All right. Let's see who we got now.
Oh, he's being like a Larry King over there.
Well, you know, this is what you need to...
Caller, are you there?
Caller, are you there? Madison, Wisconsin. Okay, let's see here. Connie Keene in Powell. You think she's home?
Good Lord, what kind of book is that?
Oh, how about Amir Kazmir? Let's call him Amir.
No, I wouldn't go over there.
You know what I call Amir?
No.
You don't think he's home?
I'm not sure I'd call Amir.
You don't think?
No.
Is there trouble there with Amir? Okay, here's a Richwood person. Ted Kavanaugh. You know Ted and Richwood?
No.
Let's give him a shot. Ted Kavanaugh. You know, this is...
I don't... Even on a Friday night, lots of people are in bed by now.
Yeah.
Or close to it.
Oh, it's the 3rd of July.
I know, normally I'm in bed by now.
But celebrating.
If they see a phone that they don't recognize, they're not going to answer it.
They're not going to answer. Unless you call Beverly back.
Somebody's going to have to call us is what's going to have to happen here.
Well, Heaven High tried.
Okay, somebody call us. If you're out there, save us.
Wow.
That happened quicker than I thought. You're on the air. Go ahead. Are you there, caller?
Heaven High.
Oh, Thunderbolt, how are you?
Fine.
Good to hear from you. How are you doing on this 3rd of July?
Well, I've been sitting up here listening to y'all for quite a while. It was just 9:15.
Oh, how do you think it's going?
Well, I don't know what's going on.
I know, it's one of those nights, Thunderbolt. How are you doing? You're down in Georgia, right?
Yes, sir.
I can't even dial across the street here to get somebody on the phone. It's awful.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. I think the phones are down or something. So, how are you doing?
Oh, real good, Scott. Real good.
It's good to hear from you. You know, we celebrated the 4th of July together, a couple years ago?
Yes, we did.
We had a great time over at the Marion County Fair.
Yes, sir.
So, Thunderbolt, what do you make of the COVID right now, this pandemic that's sweeping across the country?
Well, Scott, all I can say is this too shall pass, and we just got to use your common sense and try to stay safe.
Yeah, I think you're right about that.
There's nothing that individuals can do at this point because it's out of hand.
I hear you.
And you know, but the only thing that you can do is they say that it's in the eyes, nose, and in the ears. And the only thing that kills it is heat.
The heat.
Like, you understand what I'm saying?
I do.
You know what I mean? Like, just put your head over some boiling water, so it won't go down in your lungs until, that heat will kill it when it'll stop it from going in your lungs.
Right. So, what is it like in Georgia right now?
It's crazy all over.
I can understand that.
It's crazy all over, and the people are crazier.
Yeah. Where do you think this is all headed, Thunderbolt?
I have no way of knowing. You know, no one knows what's really going to happen, but the Almighty, and it's everything is for a purpose or a reason. You know what I mean? It's real deep. It's so deep. They say that it could have been prevented, or they could have kind of got a handle on it. But we haven't been honest with it from the get-go of this virus. And now with Divergent talking about other stuff, other things have been on people's mind. And it's doing, the devil works in hellacious ways, man. And it just seems as though, we as a citizens, a human being, is just playing into it. And it's something that, it's going to wipe a lot of people out. Was that the plan?
It's hard to tell. We hope it's like the world is a rug, and somebody shook it, and we're shaking people off left and right now.
Well, it's just like anything else. Right is right, and wrong is wrong. We were living in the number one country in the world. And we have people that is smart enough to go to the moon. And we have people that are smart enough to do anything that there is, as long as they do it for good purposes. But it seems as though something has stirred this up, and everyone can see that is totally wrong. So is it been a plan? Is it for a reason? And I believe all that's got to happen is just the country, the citizen, just come together. I think that would boom, just wipe it on out. Because that's what is right, and that's what God wants.
Thunderbolt, that's a wonderful message for the people.
It's deeper than that. Because all of these years, there's only one way for all the bickering, all the killing, all the hating to stop is people to admit to and dialogue. Talk it over. We can talk anything over. I've been listening to y'all talk about the wrestling and the wrestling business. That's what they say in the wrestling business. That's one of the problems that Bill Watts and a few people had. I heard them say about me, just because I wasn't educated, or just because I didn't dot the I or cross all the T, or didn't go to no institution. And that is one of the things, Scott, that people are so pissed off about in, out there. I sit up tonight and just listen to a young man. I mean, they don't know no better. When you have been deprived, when you have seen your mother, your grandmother, your great-grandmother, and you heard about your great-great-grandmother, and everything that's going on, Scott, is on record. And won't, I mean, and won't nobody say, hey, I'm reaping the harvest. I didn't do it. But won't nobody say, hey, look at the difference. Look at the difference. I mean, everything that you, I mean, why is so many people depressed? Why is there depressors and you understand what I'm talking about? There's people that's holding people down, want people to be down. That's, you know, that bad seed, that bad, you know, one apple will spoil the whole barrel. This stinking thinking, and my question is, why would, and I relate so much to the wrestling business. I say, you know, all I know, Scott, is God and the wrestling business, what I've done. And just why won't we discuss it? Why, you know, for instance, if Obama would have went in and asked for the things that is a singer, a Grant from Africa, and Martin said, then he was in power, but he didn't do it. Why? You understand what I'm saying?
I mean, this is
something that's been going on for, well, they've been saying 400 years. I mean, they've been saying that. I'll be 79 years old next week. And they've been saying 400. It's been a long, Willie Lynch said it will last for 1,000 years. So are people hating so bad that they want that to last for 1,000 years?
Boy, I hope not.
Well, I mean, but Gundy, they killed him. Martin, they killed him. I mean, the Rodney King, boom. Each situation, and don't nothing change.
Well, we certainly do hope the change will come. That's for sure.
Well, and that's the only thing that we can count on.
Boy. I tell you, Thunderbolt, it's always good to hear your voice, and on a day like this, the day before the 4th of July, it's been an absolute pleasure, and you always give us something to think about, and that's what I appreciate about you, Thunderbolt.
Well, I appreciate you and WWGH 107.1 FM for, it's no fake news.
Ah.
It's no fake stuff. Is real stuff, and this is what the country needs: real stuff and people. Somebody, and I'm thank God that y'all have took the lead.
Well, I those words mean a lot to me, Thunderbolt. I want you to have a wonderful 4th of July, and we will talk very soon.
And the same to you, sir. And say heaven hi to everyone.
I certainly will. Thank you, Thunderbolt.
Thank you.
Legendary pro wrestling star Thunderbolt Pettit. I think I liked it better when the phone didn't ring. I don't know. We'll have to take a vote. Now, did you understand that, Jeff? If you get the...
I didn't have my headphones
on. Oh, you didn't
off.
Hear that?
No.
Oh, that was wisdom. You didn't catch that?
No.
If you have the COVID, now correct me if I'm wrong here, you put your head over some boiling water, clear it right up.
That part, yeah.
Yeah, you got no problems there. Oh, man. Well, now we won't be stopped. Oh, holy mackerel. Hey, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Jeff. Hey, Scott. Hey. That Thunderbolt Patterson, man, he's one smart dude, isn't it?
He's a genius.
He sure is, you know. I think the world needs more people that think like him.
Got a PhD in the streets.
Oh, I imagine. I remember him back in the NWA wrestling, isn't it? I've seen him on a couple occasions there. He's a real gentleman.
Just a dear friend and a good guy.
I wouldn't reckon know what his age is. I mean, he has... I wouldn't even be able to...
79 years old.
79. Wow. I bet she could probably still get in the ring and mix it up with the best of them.
Well, Sean tried to fight him once and ended up in the hospital for like 6 months.
Oh, Sean did?
He did. He called him a name. I don't remember what the name was. It came to blows, though.
Oh, boy. He probably put you in the figure four and probably tossed you around that ring like you wouldn't believe.
Oh, it was a regular SmackDown, let me tell you. It was a SmackDown.
I'd love to see that one. I'd pay money for it.
I agree. So, is the SmackDown still on?
I think it just went off.
Oh, well, now they'll come in.
they had an episode on there where they were making fun of this guy's drinking problem there, you know? Had him in the ring with all kinds of whiskey and stuff.
That's good family entertainment.
I couldn't believe I was seeing this. I said, oh, boy, they got storylines you wouldn't believe.
Boy, that WWE, that's why they took the F out of that. No more family. That's just
one family tonight.
So what did the guy do with? Did he start drinking again or something?
No, he started to take the drink there. Then he poured it on a poor bartender's head and beat the crap out of him. And while the guy was watching on a big screen, isn't it?
Oh, it's a shame we didn't have a television here. Maybe we can catch the replay.
It's pretty decent entertainment. I mean, as I said, it's legalized violence.
That's you got it. Well, hey, we'll be on for another hour. We got a break, but hey, stay tuned.
Okay, you guys take care now.
And we'll be back for another hour of Rip Roarin' Fun here on WWGH Radio. Don't you dare change it out. Get the boiling water.
Streaming live on the internet at www.wwgh1071.com. Programming on WWGH Radio 107.1 FM is supported by CRT Mechanicals. Address 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number 740-5445. Webpage.